I'll start this with dictating on Nicholas Sippy. That is S-E-P-E, S as in Sam, S-E-P-E, P as in Paul, Sippy, Nicholas Sippy, S-E-P-E, their birth is 10-19-1937, their visit is 3-4-22. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is shortness of breath and wheezing and history of obstructive sleep apnea. Next paragraph, history of an illness. This is an 83-year-old male who has a 84-year-old male who has a history of hypertension, hyperlipidemia, diabetes, and coronary artery disease, was experiencing shortness of breath, wheezing, and unsteadiness on his feet. Period. The patient has a history of sleep apnea, but is not on any CPAP at home. He was admitted to the hospital about 7 months ago for generalized weakness, and was treated for chronic dizziness as well as a consolidation in the left lung with a pleural effusion. And was on antibiotic therapy briefly. Period. The patient presently has no significant cough or sputum. Denies fever, chills, night sweats, and denies recent weight loss. Next paragraph is past history. The patient's past history is very extensive, with multiple medical problems, including hypertension, diabetes, chronic gastroesophageal reflux, coronary artery disease with AICD in place, and history of cardiomyopathy and atrial arrhythmias, as well as obesity with obstructive sleep apnea on CPAP, and a history for CABG times 4, and aortic valve replacement, history of peripheral neuropathy and peripheral vascular disease, and history of osteomyelitis of the foot, status post amputation of the right foot, and history for for recurrent angina and history of partial lung lobectomy for a left lung lobectomy for a non-malignant lesion. Patient had suffered a car accident with multiple left rib fractures in the past and had cataract surgery with implants. Next paragraph, allergies to penicillin. Next paragraph, medalists included levothyroxine 137 micrograms daily, omeprazole 20 milligrams a day, atorvastatin 40 milligrams daily, and citalopram 20 milligrams a day, metformin 500 milligrams BID, Novolog insulin 3 times daily, as well as Lantus 18 units at HS. Yeah, that's it. Next paragraph. Habits: the patient smoked 3 packs per day for 32 years and then quit. Alcohol use occasional. He worked for Blue Cross prior to retirement. Next, family history. Father died of cancer. Mother died of old age. Next paragraph, system review of the patient. Had lost weight up to 18 pounds. Complaints of fatigue, yes, unsteadiness. And has a history for cataracts. Has vertigo, no hoarseness, no urinary frequency, flank pains, no asthma, but has shortness of breath, wheezing, and cough. Has heartburn, black stools, and constipation, and the nausea. He has arm pain, palpitations, and some leg swelling. He has depression and anxiety and easy bruising. He has joint pains and muscle aches. He has headaches, numbness of the extremities, and memory loss. And no skin rash, no itching. Next, physical exam. This elderly, moderately overweight, white male was anxious, pale, but no acute distress. Blood pressure 110 over 70, pulse is 62, respiration 16, temperature 97.1, weight is 210 pounds. Saturation 96. Itchy and abnormal phallic pupils reactive. Tongue is moist, nasal mucosa matters, throat is injected. Ears no inflammation. Neck supple, no venous distension, tracheal midline. Chest equal movements with the diminished breath sounds of the bases with scattered wheezes throughout both lung fields. Heart, the heart sounds irregular, S1 and S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema, no cap tenderness, reflexes 1 plus with no gross motor deficit, cranial nerves grossly intact, skin no lesions observed. Can you please mention in the neuro, reflex of the 1 plus, and the patient has some weakness and tremors of the extremities. Cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin was dry and warm. Next paragraph, impression number 1 is COPD and emphysema. Number 2 is obstructive sleep apnea. Number 3, history of diabetes mellitus. Number 4, hypertension. Number 5 is peripheral neuropathy. And number 6 is history of coronary artery disease. And aortic valve replacement. Number 7 is hypertension. Number 8 is hypothyroidism. Next paragraph, plan. The patient will be sent for a complete pulmonary function study and a CT chest without contrast. A polysomnogram will be advised to see if we can get him a new CPAP set up at home. Also advised to use anti-wort 25 milligrams TIDPRN for dizziness, Ventolin 2 puffs QIDPRN for shortness of breath, and a follow-up visit will be arranged here in approximately 3 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Robert Switarski. S-W, S as in Sam, S-W-I-E-T-A-R-S-K-I. T as in Thomas. Switarski, M-D. Thank you for this consultation. Can you please add in the final diagnosis, number 8 is chronic vertigo. Number 8. Thank you, this is Dr. D'Souza. Copy for Switarski, M.D. Robert. Thank you.